You that delight in a jocular song, come listen unto me a while, sir. I will engage you, shall not tarry long, before it will make you to smile, sir. Near to the town there did live an old man, had three pretty maids for his daughters, of whom I will tell such a story anon, will tickle your fancy with laughter. The old man he had in his garden a pond, 'twas in very fine summer weather. The daughters one night they were all very fond to go and bathe in it together, which they all agreed, but happening to be espied by a youth in the house, sir, who got in the garden and climbed up a tree, so there lay as still as a mouse, sir. The branch where he sat it hung over the pond, at each puff of wind he did totter, pleased with the thoughts he should sit so abscond and see them go into the water. When the old man was safe in his bed, the daughters unto the pond went, sir, one to the other, two laughing, she said, as high as our bubbles will venture. Upon the tender green grass they sat down, they all were of delicate feature, each pulled off her petticoat, smock, and gown, no sight could ever be sweeter. Into the pond then they dabbling went, so clean that they needed no washing, but they were so unluckily bent, like boys they began to be dashing. If anyone should see us as one, they'd think we were bobbing of evils, and from the sight of us quickly would run to avoid so many white devils. This put the youth on such a merry pin, he let go his hold through his laughter, and as it fell out he fell tumbling in, and scared them all out of the water. The old man by this time a noise had heard, and rose out of bed in a fright, sir, and comes to the door with a rusty old sword that stood in a posture to fight, sir. The daughters they all came tumbling in, and over the dad they did blow, who cried out aloud, "Mercy, good gentlemen," and thought they were thieves come to plunder. The noise by this time the neighborhood heard, who came with long clubs to assist him. He said that three bloody rogues run upstairs, he dared by no means resist them, for they were clothed all in their buff. He saw as they shoved at their shoulders, and black bandoliers hung before like a ruff, which made him believe they were soldiers. The virgins their clothes in the garden had left, and keys of their trunks in their pockets. To put on their sheets they were fain to make shift, their chests they could not unlock it. At last ventured up these valiant men, thus armed with courage undaunted, but took them for spirits and run back again, and swore that the house it was haunted. As they retreated, the young man they met come shivering in at the door, sir, who looked like a rat with his clothes dropping wet. No rogue that was plump could look worse, sir. All were amazed to see him come in, and asked of him what was the matter. He told them the story where he had been, which made them burst into a laughter. Quoth the old dad, "I was in a huff, and reckoned to cut them asunder, thinking they had been three soldiers in bluff that came here to rifle and plunder. But they are my daughters, whom I adored, all frighted from private diversion. Therefore I'll put up my rusty old sword, for why should I be in a passion?"